Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Today inshallah we'll have Surah Was-Sama' Wat-Tariq. Actually this surah is number 86, the night visitor. It is the surah of the night visitor. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Was-sama'i I will read it alone first and then read it after. Was-sama'i wat-tariq wa ma adraka mat-tariq an-najmu as-saqib in kullu nafsin lamma 'alayha hafiz falyanzur al-insanu mimma khuliq. خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. First, inshallah, we will read the meaning in English. Okay, I want you to read it in English.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. By the heaven and At-Tariq, the night comer, the bright star. And what will make you know what At-Tariq is? The star of the piercing brightness. There is no human but has protector over him. Angels charge of human being guarding him, writing his good and bad deeds. So let man see from what he is created. He is created from water gushing forth, proceeding from between the backbone and the ribs. Verily, Allah is able to bring him back to life. The day when all the secrets will be examined, then he will have no power nor any help. By the sky which gives rain again and again, and the earth which splits. Verily, this is the word that separates, commands the truth falsehood, and commands strict laws from mankind to cut the roots of evil, and is not a thing for amusement. Verily, there are no plotting a plot against O you Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I too am planning a plan. So give a respite to the disbelievers, deal gently with them for a while.
وَالسَّمَاءِ
وَالسَّمَاءِ
وَالطَّارِقِ
وَالطَّارِقِ
وَمَا
وَمَا
أَدْرَاكَ
أَدْرَاكَ
مَا
مَا
الطَّارِقُ
الطَّارِقُ
النَّجْمُ
النَّجْمُ
الثَّاقِبُ
الثَّاقِبُ
إِن كُلُّ
كُلُّ
نَفْسٍ
نَفْسٍ
لَمَّا عَلَيْهَا
عَلَيْهَا
حَافِظ
فَلْيَنْظُرِ
الْإِنْسَانُ
مِمَّا
خُلِقَ
خُلِقَ
مِنْ مَاءٍ
دَافِقَ يَخْرُجُ
مِنْ
بَيْنِ
الصُّلْبِ
وَالتَّرَائِبِ
إِنَّهُ
عَلَى هذا
رجعه
رجعه
لقادر
لقادر
يوم
يوم
تبلى
تبلى
السرائر
السرائر
فما
فما
له
له
من
من
قوة ولا
ولا
ناصر
ناصر
والسماء
والسماء
ذات
ذات
الرجع
الرجع
والأرض
والأرض
ذات
ذات
الصدع
الصدع
إنه
إنه
لقول
لقول
فصل
فصل
وما
وما
هو
هو
بالهزل
بالهزل
إنهم
إنهم
يكيدون
يكيدون
كيدا
كيدا
وأكيد
وأكيد
كيدا
كيدا
فمهل
فمهل
الكافرين
الكافرين
أمهلهم
أمهلهم
رويدا
رويدا
والسماء
والسماء
والطارق
والطارق
وما
وما
أدراك
أدراك
ما
ما
الطارق
الطارق
النجم
النجم
الثاقب
الثاقب
إن
إن
كل
كل
نفس
نفس
لما
لما
عليها
عليها
حافظ
حافظ
فلينظر
فلينظر
الإنسان
الإنسان
مما
مما
خلق
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 من
من
ماء
ماء
دافق
دافق
يخرج
يخرج
من
من
بين
بين
الصلب
الصلب
والترائب
والترائب
إنه
إنه
على
على
رجعه
رجعه
لقادر
لقادر
يوم
يوم
تبلى
تبلى
السرائر
السرائر
فما
فما
له
له
من
من
قوة
قوة
ولا
ولا
ناصر
ناصر
والسماء
والسماء
ذات
ذات
الرجع
الرجع
والأرض
والأرض
ذات
ذات
الصدع
الصدع
إنه
إنه
لقول
لقول
فصل
فصل
وما هو
وما هو,
وما هو
بالهزل
بالهزل
إنهم
إنهم
يكيدون
يكيدون
كيدا
كيدا
وأكيد
وأكيد
كيدا
كيدا
فمهل
فمهل
الكافرين
الكافرين
أمهلهم
أمهلهم
رويدا
رويدا
Today, inshallah, we will know about the meaning of Surah Al-Tariq, which means the night visitor. Okay? Actually, Surah Al-Tariq is one of the 13th part surahs of the Quran, which have the message of wake up, rise, reflect, look around, consider there is God. There is an organization of creation, there is reckoning and reward. This is the message of all the surahs of the 30th part of the Quran. And as we clarified last week that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always recites surah number 86, which is Surah Al-Tariq, and surah number 87, which is Surah Al-A'la, on Friday and in the Eid ceremonies. And actually, we will learn now about about the surah of At-Tariq, and as we agreed that in every surah of the 30th part of the Quran, every surah has its own message, in spite of the fact that they all share the same message, general message, which is there is reckoning and reward, so human being try to wake up and look around and consider there is a God. And now, inshallah, we will learn about the special message of Surah At-Tariq. First, we will know the whole meaning of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in verse number 1, by the heaven and the night comer, the bright star. Okay? Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the word At-Tariq, okay, in Arabic, okay, it means the night comer. Okay, it doesn't mean the bright star. Okay, Allah is swearing by the heaven, okay, and the night comer or the night visitor. Okay, then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a question. What will make you to know what is the night comer is? Okay, and because of that, we are supposed not to know what is the night comer. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the heaven and the night visitor, okay, or the night comer, okay, and then he is questioning about who knows who is the night visitor, okay, then Allah is clarifying the reality of the night visitor, which is the star of the piercing brightness. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing, you know, by the night and the night visitor, which is stated to be the stars of the heaven. Okay, the piercing star. So this is the meaning of verse 1, 2, 3. Okay, Allah is swearing by the heaven and the stars of the heaven. Okay. Then in verse number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying, he is swearing by this for what reality? The reality is that there is no human being but has a protector over him. Actually, it is not, it is a protector and a watcher and an observer. Okay? Every soul has an observer appointed by Allah to watch him. Okay, actually it is the angels in charge of human being guarding him, writing his good deeds and his bad deeds. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the watcher is over the soul because the soul needs to realize that it is never alone, even when without company. There is a watcher who remains nearby, even when one hides from all and is secure against any visitor. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying, you know, in verse number 4, okay, that man is not alone and Allah is appointing, you know, watcher over the man day and night. Okay, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who knows everything. Okay, Allah, the one who knows everything, is appointing, you know, a watcher over every soul to clarify that, you know, you, mankind, you can't be alone at any moment. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping a watcher and a protector with you all the time. Then, in verse number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again clarifying, let man see from what he is created. What is the meaning of this? Okay? The meaning of this, you know, verse is that man needs to reflect, okay, about the way Allah created him. Okay? So in verse number 6 and 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying how the man is created. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that Allah, he is creating the man from a water gushing force, okay, proceeding from between the backbone and the ribs. Actually, Allah, the meaning of the message of this verse is that it is just the gushing water. Very simple, you know, very simple reality. Okay? Just from some water, okay, the man will be created. Okay? So this is, you know, to direct the attention to the power of the Creator. Okay? When someone will tell to any human being, there are some water, create a human being from that water. Okay, this is the message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not clarifying to us, you know, the way He is creating the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us, you mankind, I am creating you from just gushing water. Then it is the power of Allah, then it is the wisdom of Allah, then it is the knowledge of Allah, okay, that can transform, or that can transform this water into a complete human being, into a baby who has eyes and nose, ears, he has lungs, he has heart, he has kidneys, he has hands, he has legs, he has senses, he has mind, he has soul. From some water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only power, the creator, He is creating that creature, the man who is supposed to be the master on the earth. So mankind has to realize that it is the power of Allah that can create him from just some gushing water. Okay? This is the message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants everyone to realize. Okay? I am creating you from nothing, from just some gushing water. So the whole issue is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Is the power of the creator who can create people different in color, different in size, different in shape, different in abilities. Some of them are normal, some are not normal. Not normal physically, not normal mentally. Okay? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the basic, all of them are from some gushing water. Then it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can create these billions and trillions of people with a lot of differences, okay, up only to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is to prove that Allah is the only power, the only will, the organizer, the creator, the planner, the constructor of the life. Who constructs this life? Allah. Who constructs the human being? Allah. So, from what Allah constructs and creates the human being? From something very complicated? No. From some gushing water. Okay? Which proceed from between the backbones and the ribs. Okay? This is the water of the man, okay, which Allah created the man, you know, from the water of the man, yes, Allah created the mankind. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 8 is clarifying, verily, Allah is able to bring him back to life. You know, when you try to connect verse 7, 8, 6, 7 and 8, you will realize that Allah is clarifying, sending a message in verse number 6 and 7 that man is created from just gushing water by the power of Allah. It is the same power of Allah which can return him back to life. Okay, and always sisters, as believers, we need to realize that, okay, to bring man back to life is more easy than to create him from the beginning. Okay, because this is the problem of the mankind. Everyone is saying, how Allah will make me to return to life again? The answer is that the one who creates you from just gushing water, okay, can make you to return to life again. To return you to life again is more simple and is more logic, okay, so long as Allah creates you from the beginning from some gushing water. You see, this is the message of this verse, of this surah, okay? It is the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the message that, O mankind, be sure that Allah can make you to return back to life after this, because He is Allah, the creator, who creates you from the beginning from some gushing water. Okay? Because actually, in every time since Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent, you know, as the messenger, and he has the Quran, since that time up till now, there are a lot of people, Muslims and non-Muslims, they are not believing that Allah can return mankind to life after this. They don't believe it and they don't feel that it can happen. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving that it can happen, because man, Allah is sending the message, man, you were created just from some water, and it is more easy to make you to return to life again after this. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that man will return back to life, okay, on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, okay, all the secrets will be examined. Okay, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On the day of resurrection, okay, what is the meaning of, you know, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, the day when all the secrets will be examined. Actually, on the day of resurrection, part of the human soul where secrets are deposited, well, okay, they will be thrown open and exposed. Okay, many people, they have a lot of secrets. Many people, they show, they show some actions and reflections, but in reality, they are different. On the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all the secrets open, to be open and exposed. So mankind, be aware. If you can hide some of the secrets today, okay, from some people, on the day of judgment, your secrets will be exposed to all the man, all the people whom they were created from the day of, from Prophet Adam until the day of judgment. So be aware and try to reflect. Don't hide the secrets, because your secrets will be thrown out in front of everyone. Okay? And on that day, man will have no power or any help. Okay? Actually, if you try, okay, to connect the fact that every man is having a watcher over him, immediately you will realize that I can't hide any secrets. Okay? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appointing angels to write all our deeds and saying, for nothing? No. Everything in the universe is for a goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appointing, you know, as he clarified in verse number 4, there is no human being, but he has a watcher, actually, and an observer over him and a protector. Why? To write his good and bad deeds, so that on the day of judgment, everything will be thrown out. Okay, there is no escape. Okay, so let us realize this reality, because on that day, man will have no power nor any help. Everything will be thrown out. So, you know, this is how we have to feed the Quran. Let us not spoil our life to hide secrets and to plot, because on the day of judgment, everything will be thrown out. Basically, the angels with you are writing everything. Okay, so be aware. Try to remember. There are angels with you writing everything, and everything will be thrown out. So instead of, you know, spoiling the time in plotting and hiding and having secrets and making problems to other people, okay, use the time to clean your heart. Use the time to be a good believer. Use the time to have all your deeds written for you, good deeds. Don't think that you can escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have watchers with you, angels with you, day and night, writing all your sayings and your deeds, and everything will be thrown out. And because of that, when you realize these realities and you look around you and you notice that most of the Muslims, you know, are plotting and planning and this and that, you realize that they have a problem in believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this is our main problem. We, most of us, as Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا يُؤْمِنْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Allah clarified this reality in Surah Yusuf. He is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you try your best, most of the people are not true believers. And when they say that they are believers, in reality, they are not believers. You see, this is the proof. Because if I just believe, you know, in two verses, every meeting when we have it, you know, we have the proof that the Muslims, most of them, in reality, if we are saying the truth, because truth is no more around in our life, Muslims, okay? This is the problem. We are living in the fog. Yes, our life is full of fog now. I am hiding, you are hiding, she is hiding, I have secrets, you have secrets, I am not my reality, you are not your reality. We are living the worldly life to act on each other, as if there is no Allah, as if there are no watchers, as if there is no day of judgment, as if everything will not be thrown out on the day of judgment. If I believe that everything will be thrown out, I must make my everything excellent. So that when it will be thrown out, it will be good. This is number one. Number two, why I spoil my life, you know, to hide or to plot or to plan in the back of the people, okay, in spite of the fact that my worldly life is a test. And I have to get as much good deeds as I have so that I can escape the hellfire. So if I am a true believer that life is a test, I will never, okay, live my life plotting secrets, plottings, okay? What is going on? What is this life? Subhanallah. And then everyone is telling, I am a believer, I am coming to pray in the masjid, I pray, I go to Hajj, and this and that. Okay, this is not the reality, this is not the true belief. True belief is something totally different, you know. It is the heart which believes in the unity of Allah, the heart which believes that there is a day of judgment, the heart which believes that I will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will question me in front of all the creatures about everything and every deed. This is the belief which every Muslim has to realize before it is too late. No one knows when he will die or she will die. So how can I live this life, worldly life, secrets and plotting and bad deeds, in spite of the fact that I may die after 5 minutes? Then when I die, this means that my book of deeds are closed. Then my next step will be to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a book full of secrets, plottings, bad deeds. And when I will stand, all the mankind will be there. What is this? This means that Muslims have no mind. Yes, this is what I realize now. Where is our mind? Where is our belief? Where is our heart? Acting Islam, acting equals to acting from outside to please the people around us. But reality, there is no reality except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower them with His mercy. Okay? So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing. Okay? وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتَ الرَّجْعِ, verse number 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing again by the heaven and by the rain. Actually, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتَ الرَّجْعِ, the sky having rain, clouds which give rain again and again and again. The sky will give you rain again and again and again, and the earth which will split, okay, and when it will split, okay, it will be the growth of trees and plants. Actually, if you try to connect these two verses together, you have to know that the plants and the tree will need the rain. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the rain from the sky again and again so that there will be growth of trees and plants. There will be life. Allah is swearing by the life. Okay, in verse number 11 and 12. Swearing by the life to prove what? To prove verse number 13. Verily, this Quran is the word that separates the truth from falsehood. And you know, it is only this. Actually, the rest is not. It is إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. The Quran is the word that separates the truth from the falsehood. Okay? And actually, you know, sister, this is our problem. Actually, I was just clarifying this, you know, last week. You know, when I was discussing the topic of marriage, if I believe that the Quran, you know, is the word that separates the truth from falsehood, so I am supposed to follow the rules of the Quran in every aspect of my life, including my marriage. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran that the Muslim wife has to be devoutly obedient to Allah and to her husband, that's it. This is the truth. Other than the truth is falsehood. We Muslims are mostly following the falsehood. Okay, we are not devoutly obedient to Allah or to our husbands or to anyone. We just do whatever I want to do because I believe I am the one who knows the truth. You are not following the Quran, you are following the falsehood. Unfortunately, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in verse number 14, and it is not a thing for amusement. Okay, this is very important. Muslims are not sincere at all, you know, in the issue of religion. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, all these verses of the Quran will be witness against the Muslims on the Day of Judgment. Okay, those whom they recite the Quran in the month of Ramadan, okay, and they memorize Surah Al-Tariq. You know, most of the Muslim kids, by age of 10, they memorize Surah Al-Tariq. Okay? So they memorize that the Quran is the word that separates the truth from the falsehood, and it is not a thing for amusement. This is serious. Either you follow the truth or you follow the falsehood. Either you leave the Quran as a way of life, or you never follow the rules of the Quran, as most of the Muslims are living. Be aware, it is not a thing for amusement. You see, this is the reality of our life. But the Muslims are busy with the worldly life, busy with the fiqh issues, busy with how many times I'm supposed to wash my hands, how many times I'm supposed to do this and to do that. What about your heart? Our hearts are in a big problem, sisters, you know. Again and again, I'm still teaching the unity of Allah, the belief in the unity of Allah in my main classes. But again and again and again, may Allah guide the Muslims. Rahim, then in verse 15, 16 and 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a message of courage to encourage Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to reassure him and his companion in Mecca that those people who are created from gushing water and who are brought forth without any power, strength or ability of their own will, guided along their journey by the divine power, and they have the destination to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When their secrets are tried and they have no support, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is those people, okay, Allah is clarifying to them that they are plotting against you, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad, but be sure that I am Allah, the Creator, the only power in this life. I am also too planning a plan. Okay? So give a respite to the disbeliever. Deal gently with them for a while. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was at the time of the revelation when he was having very hard time with his companions, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding him to deal gently with the disbeliever and to be sure that if they are plotting against you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too is planning a plan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this message, in this verse, in surah, in summary, he is clarifying to us these facts. Number one, that every spirit and every soul has a watcher and a with her, and that watcher are the angels whom they are writing the good deeds and the bad deeds. And that on the Day of Judgment all the secrets will be thrown out, and on that day man will have no power and no helper. And verily, the message number two, verily the Quran is the word that separates the truth from the falsehood, and it is not a thing for amusement. And regarding whom they are plotting against you, okay, give them a respite and deal gently with them for a while. Let us now recite the surah for the third time, inshallah, and we will finish. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والسماء
والسماء
والطارق
والطارق
وما
أدراك
أدراك
ما
الطارق
الطارق
النجم
النجم
الثاقب
الثاقب
إن
كل
نفس
نفس
لما عليها
عليها
حافظ
حافظ
فلينظر الإنسان
الإنسان
مما
خلق
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 من
ماء
ماء
دافق
دافق
يخرج
يخرج
من
بيني
الصلبي
والترائب
إنه على
رجعه
إلى قادر يوم
تبلى
السرائر
فما
له
من
قوة
ولا
ناصر
والسماء
ذات
الرجع
والأرض
ذات
الصدع
إنه
لقول
فصل
وما
هو
بالهزل
إنهم
يكيدون
كيدا
وأكيد
كيدا
فمهل
الكافرين
أمهلهم
رويدا.